it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies. We solve all the problems when it comes to realignment in high school sports.
Trump, Biden, RFK. Who you got in November?
And would anybody care about eight-man football in the state of Ohio?
It's the Emerging Podcast Scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure he's the one, not dessert?
Not for me.
Good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
Do you think Patsy was an underrated character on The Sopranos?
Yeah, I was praying you would ask me.
It's open on your birthday.
And it happened to be at the lead of Mitch's... Mitch's prompts, podcast prompts.
Lima, we're brought to you by Extend Technologies. Lima thinks we should wear candidate shirts on election day.
Okay, so I was thinking it would be funny.
Not be funny.
Well, here's why it would be funny. The goal of us every day on our radio show is to say things that are either interesting, thought-provoking, funny, are in tune with our listeners, the city of Cleveland, its fans. Like, that's what we try to do every day. And, you know, sometimes we fail. But sometimes we say really good things, or sometimes we say really stupid things, and it gets clipped for a video once the cameras got instituted. And I was thinking, on election day, me and you would be throwing heaters, our best stuff. We save up all our best takes for that day. Why, you ask? Not just because election day, we want to divert your attention from the madness that
actually,
will be election day.
We should have like take day on.
Yes, all you've been saving all your takes, so this is great. It doesn't have to be election day, but it'd be great. But that would be a great diversionary tactic,
yeah,
to get people to get off thinking about the horrors of the election, and that one of these guys actually is going to have to win. So I thought it would be funny for us to be wearing the shirts, the campaign shirts, say a Joe Biden, a Donald Trump, an RFK. Who else is running?
Ross Perot.
Willie Cauley-Stein.
Who is the Green? Ralph Nader.
Yeah.
I thought it would be funny for us to be wearing those shirts and then have all our takes go mainstream and go viral and people going, why are they wearing those shirts?
Uh-huh.
And now we understand what would happen is we would create enemies just because we're wearing shirts. And think of how stupid that is. Like, we're all going to be voting in the election. We're all going to be not voting for the guy we hate. So does that mean we can't have friends in real life who don't vote the same way? I don't know. But if you wear that shirt or if you have signage of any kind supporting one of those candidates, you're going to get hatred. So I thought it would be funny if I had a Biden shirt and a Trump shirt, and every segment I alternated. And then depending on what we said, however many clips go out there.
If you get a Trump shirt, you have to wear the red hat.
And I wear the red hat. And there's me talking about how I miss the old BCS in college football. And I'm sitting there wearing the Make America Great Again hat.
I already know what shirt I want to wear.
Oh?
Mine's going to say, in order, on the left breastplate, election. Biden, Trump, Kennedy Jr.
Kennedy Jr.
Brooklyn. In the show.
Mitch. What a goof.
Oh, good old Mitch. Mitch has to wear that shirt basically every day.
Do they even sell
now.
Biden merch?
No.
Can you even buy Biden merch? I'm not
are
like, all right.
Are you insinuating his supporters?
He doesn't
don't
have merch. Obama had merch.
Oh,
Trump has merch. This guy don't have merch.
Yeah.
Is anybody wearing Biden shirts? I'm sure there are.
I have a stuffed
you're right,
Biden
but I've
hippo.
Never seen him.
You're right. I don't see much, if at all, anything.
I have a stuffed Biden hippo. It's right by my Trumpy bear. I also have green stiletto Biden shoes.
It'd be interesting. I just don't think that. I think there'd be a lot of people on that website because they're posted on social media. I just think there'd be so many people who are, which might be part of the fun. The people who aren't in on the joke, they're losing their minds.
So
they will lose their minds. Some person from the Atlantic will see.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you were wearing a Trump thing, they wouldn't think twice about it. But me,
why don't you stand for something?
If you wore a Trump thing, I don't think they would really notice. Me, I think it just. I mean, I know I look like Rush Limbaugh with hair. I got it. I know.
Well, we have done. I'm pretty sure we've done this as a hack topic in years past. Or if not, I might have dreamt it and wish. We would have done it in some capacity. I really do wonder, like, if you had your choice in this election.
Okay.
You get one of these two things. You get one or the other. Either your candidate wins the election or Brown Super Bowl. What are you taking? I think this is so easy.
I think it's Brown Super Bowl.
But yet, I think a lot of people will say Brown Super Bowl, but on election day. By the time we get to election day. And by the time you've been so inundated with the robocalls, with the signs in the yard, the arguing with the neighbors, arguing people at the gas pump, getting into it with people over politics, going on social media, I think by that day,
Brown Super Bowl,
you're going to say your presidential candidate.
Brown Super
Bowl. I won't. You won't.
Brown Super Bowl.
I mean, and it's almost a bigger question about do you think it matters who the president is? But we know for a fact it matters. So you can say Supreme Court justice, whatever. But it does matter if the Browns win the Super Bowl to you. It changes your year.
Browns Super Bowl changes your life.
It's amazing.
Without a doubt.
I know that sounds stupid. I realize how stupid that sounds.
I think it's a great question, and that's why when you say it, because I think there would be people who go, well, I got to have Joe Biden win.
They're going to talk abortion. They're going to talk Supreme Court justices.
And I'm going to say Browns Super Bowl.
Yeah. And now we host at a sports talk station. And this is what we do. This is what we do for a living. And I get that you could easily hear what we just said and say, how do you make light of this and what's going on in the country? And I'm just here to tell you that it's a visceral feeling. I get more excited over when my team wins than when my political team wins. Political team wins don't do anything for me. It's a, oh, yeah, okay, yep, good. But when my team wins, I'm fist pumping. I'm celebrating.
Yep.
But obviously, I do think there's a contingent that is getting louder and louder, and I think they succumb to a lot of the pressures and manipulation of the media they might watch, where they think the presidential thing is the only thing standing between us and the demise of our society. And so they're going to say president.
Yeah, I'm going to say Super Bowl. I will say Super Bowl, World Series, NBA Finals, National Championship, Daytona 500, Cup Series Championship, the Masters, Little League World Series. I'll say any of them over that.
The Masters?
I don't really have a golfer I follow.
I mean, if Phil Mickelson was still good, and I might say Phil Mickelson.
Interesting.
I know who he'd vote for.
But you definitely do. So, anyway.
Chalk it up. Write it down. If any other shows steal it, take a picture. We know where it came from.
High school football and basketball, things are a-changing. Times are a-changing. You had some news about Division I changing. Well, I brought up, why would Fairview play in the Chagrin Valley Conference?
Well, yeah, we were talking about.
That was my thing.
We were talking about the politics of high schools.
Yeah, that was my whole thing.
I mean, there are some weird conferences here.
Well, not, I mean.
Schools traveling an hour to. Yeah.
Who?
Brunswick goes to Minner.
But those are same size schools. Like, those are both big D1 schools. Minner's really big, but those are big D1 schools. Like, I can kind of see it that it is far away.
I don't think conference games should be traveling.
I think they're changed, by the way. I think Brunswick's getting out of that conference, aren't they?
Tried to, I think.
Yeah. Those are big schools. I could see where that kind of plays into it as well. But, like, I was just looking at the Chagrin Valley Conference, which I should like on Facebook. I'm going to like them on Facebook. Boom, follow.
Be like locals. It'd be like Westlake and Dublin Kaufman are in the same conference.
Chagrin Valley Conference, because I only saw it and I went, what? I'm like, Fairview would have to play on alternating seasons. You're playing, if you got five divisional opponents, and then I imagine that you're probably going to get what? Three non-division or non-conference? Three non-cons.
For football?
So you're probably, yeah. At worst, you might have only two. I don't know if you're going to only have two. You're trying to do three non-cons. Like, we always did three non-cons.
Yeah, I didn't realize, this
most
might,
schools do three.
This might be a podcast for Mitch and Mitch's dad. Because
dad's an athletic director.
I have
the athletic director.
As I'm away from the politics.
Show and Spinell.
I am away from the politics of the high schools. Like I still follow the sports, obviously, during the year, but I don't understand why the conferences keep changing. Is there an easy answer to why the conferences keep changing?
20, because I think part of that is, I think schools are changing rapidly in enrollment. They keep moving divisions. I think that there is politics that are involved when it comes to relationships of schools. And by the way, I brought this up before. Now, I look at this from a football standpoint. I think you could probably speak to it better with high school basketball. The gap between the haves and the have-nots, I keep telling everybody, it's changing. And I don't like it. I don't like it. I really wish we didn't have as much specialization as we will. But at the same time, I'm also a hypocrite in that because I supported spring 7-on-7 because I feel that football anymore needs to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
Like, that's a sport you really shouldn't specialize in because it's a different type of sport. But I think you need to fight fire with fire, and you need to have an alternative, or not an alternative, but something for a football player to do in the spring. Because it used to be just track and field. Now I think change, and there's going to be plenty of people who disagree with it. And by the way, I respect all your opinions on that. But if you look at the Chagrin Valley Conference, it just... Well, you're
just
Fairview.
Looking at it right now. Yeah,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, Owens,
Lutheran
Owens
West is in the Chagrin Valley Conference.
Oh,
they are not
see
the
that.
Same division.
How are they not in the same division
those
as
those high schools
Fairview?
Are like 3 miles
they're
away
next
from
to each other.
Other,
yeah.
How are they not in the same division?
Is that for real?
Yeah.
That's not a misprint?
The Chagrin division is Harvey, Hawken,
oh my God.
Lutheran West, Orange, Perry, West G. And down in the Valley division,
yeah.
Berkshire, where's Cardinal at?
Cardinal is
I've
in, Kenny, what the hell? They're called the Huskies. They're like West Farmington.
Okay.
Like that area. Berkshire like Burton.
Yeah.
I know where Berkshire is. Crestwood's out there in Manaway, right? Or near it.
Yep.
Yeah. Chagrin Falls. So like Chagrin Falls and West G are indifferent.
I don't have my keys on me.
That might be because of that. Like just, whoa.
Well, you can't meet every year. You got to keep it. Got to keep it interesting.
Oh, that's
Brooklyn.
Why they keep.
Brooklyn's
they
in the Metro
commit.
Division. How is Brooklyn and Fairview and Lutheran West not in the same
this
division?
This makes zero sense.
So is this, it is, does it have to do with finances? Does it have to do with...
I don't know if it's a school size thing.
Well, does it have to do with leadership and whatever enemies they've made over time? Is it truly
should
political?
I write on their Facebook and write, we are talking about this on a podcast right now. Why are Lutheran West and Fairview not in the same division?
What the hell? But Brooklyn,
I'm not gonna
Brooklyn's
say
in a third division away from them. Brooklyn is at least with Beachwood, Cuyahoga Heights, Independence, Trinity, Wycliffe, so that kind of makes sense. They're all kind of
talk amongst yourselves. I'm posting this question.
Yeah, so I don't understand. We have enough high schools in close proximity, no matter where you are in this city, in this region, in Northeast Ohio, and extended. Seems pretty easy that you should be able to tie up all the teams to their... For the most part, you had that for
Fairview
many years.
Fairview and basketball could potentially travel to Conneaut to play a freaking regular season.
Oh, my God. See you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You might need a hotel stay.
Absolutely.
Lord almighty. I wrote, we are talking about this on the pod right now, literally. Why are Lutheran West and Fairview not in the same division? Thank you.
Yeah, unless it has to do with the size of the student body. I don't know. That seems weird to me.
Is that it? I thought, well, yeah, maybe, but these are all similar size schools,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, none of them are very large.
To me, like, on the outset, Beachwood's a big school, but it's a D4 school, right? It's not a... It's a nice school. I've been
Cuyahoga
in there several
Heights,
times.
Beachwood's
small, yeah.
Independence is D6. Heights is D6. Yeah, Trinity is small. These are all small.
Right.
Crestwood is not very big. Fairview might be one of the bigger ones.
Yeah, Fairview's like D2. They might be D3.
Yeah,
now.
Like none of these are very... West Geauga now. I met their coach last year. Really nice
guy.
In
basketball, my whole life, they've been pretty much Division II.
Okay. Harvey's not that big. Hawkins not that... Boy, I've been covering a lot of high school football lately. in these last few years. I've been to a lot of these schools.
By the way, basketball expanded, right? They're no longer just four divisions.
Like, Lake Division has Conneaut, Edgewood, Geneva, Jefferson, Lakeside, Met. These are all close to each other.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Why would you not have... Yeah, Kirtland. Yeah, Kirtland, Berkshire, Cardinal, Crestwood's kind of out there a little bit. Yeah, that's a little bit much.
Yeah, but not from Chagrin.
They don't want to play in the MAC anymore because, I don't know, it's getting weird in the Metro Athletic Conference. I don't know. That's where the borough is.
So did you also see in part of this that, and Matt Gould has a story up that says
the spookiest high school sports writer around.
That says 14 high school teams across all fall and winter sports, including football and basketball, will move up to D1 for postseason competition during the season. In Northeast Ohio, no football team opted to move up. Only one football team in the state did. That was Westerville Central from the Columbus area.
Westerville's huge, though, right?
Yeah, well, when I was in high school, Westerville, I think, had one high school. And, like,
I know somebody that grew up there, and he graduated, like, 02, and I think that was right when they
did. They just made a new high school
down
there.
That's all they do.
Someone's called the Jaguars down there. They made a new high school.
All they do, all those areas have exploded.
Yep. Keep giving them everything. Great.
I think Magnificat, remember they were in the news last year over that stall ball game against Hathaway Brown or whatever. It says Cleveland West Side rivals Magnificat and St. Joseph Academy both opted to move back up to D1 in girls basketball. Both had previously competed in the state's largest division, initially moved down when they expanded to seven divisions. Magnificat reached a Division I state semis last season.
Should we give them a congratulations? Should we give them props for moving up?
Yeah, I wonder what their rationale was.
I don't know. What do you think the rationale would be?
I mean, is it simply as easy as they want the top competition? That doesn't seem... Well, I mean, like look,
for a private Glenville, school...
Glenville had never won a football state championship. They've been a great program. Yeah. Obviously, we talked all the time about that program, how important it was.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the region for, you know, taking as many at-risk kids as they did and being able to get them through and get them college scholarships, and they earned college scholarships. But then when they got to move down, when they expanded football, they won a state championship.
They were D2 during, like, the Teddy Ginn Jr. era, right?
Yeah.
And now they're D4 and they are dominant. And they're still beating D1 and D2 teams.
Yeah, the rules have changed so much, I'm not even sure. Yeah, well, at one point, I think they were D... They might have been D1 for a hot minute. Yeah. But yeah, things have changed. I know Perry was D1 for a long time. Now they're D2.
Like, you want to be...
Streetsboro, I think, is D4 now. We're D4.
But if you're...
Next year might change.
The schools that are moving up to D1, I think if you're a private school... And it does, you do look at that athletics aspect of it, especially if you're telling kids, come here, you have a better shot here to get to the next level to do this sport. And just from the outset of people that aren't around Ohio, and I'm sure the recruiters know the Ohio basketball landscape, but just if you look at it on paper and go, oh, you're only D2, you're not D1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure that's probably played a little bit into it. Not a huge part, but a little bit. I think there is definitely, I've heard it just hearing, I have teenagers now, and hearing it talk amongst teens, especially when my kids go and they play club sports and their teammates on the club are from different high schools, and they go, yeah, you're good, but you were D2.
Well, that's the weird thing about it. Like, Maslin fought it forever. I mean, you talk about Maslin. They fought to be D1 for a long time. They really politicked to not have that drop or anything like that. Then they became D2, and I don't know. A championship's a championship because you're playing Hoban, for crying out loud. Yeah, so it's not like right. It's not like you're walking over everybody. Like, that's the thing that Tiger to
beat a bunch of schools that had a bunch of D1 college prospects.
Tiger Laverty, give him credit. Like, they went up and they played D1 teams. Yeah. And they beat D1 teams. Yeah, they did. you know, you can't say much about that program anymore. You can't say anything about that program anymore. But that was one of the things like, oh, you got this great program, but you're playing D6 schools. Nah, they went up there and they played them and they beat them. So you don't even need to hear about that anymore. But with Maslin, they fought it. But I think that it's been legitimized because of the talent that they play against, the type of teams that they play against. You know, you got LaSalle in there, I think, in Division II. You have, obviously, I just talked about Hoban. You have a couple other ones that are down there in Cincinnati as well that are right there for you. You know, I always wonder when St. V's is going to take that next step. Walsh Jesuit. Hell, I didn't even think of Walsh Jesuit. Walsh Jesuit's right there and fighting for the players. They've really turned that program around. So there's definitely, and you are technically a public school playing against, there's no technical. Technically about it, but you get what I'm saying. You're a public school playing against private schools. So I think that, you know, I could sit here as a Perry guy and say a lot of things about Maslin that just ain't true. I can't say they didn't earn that. They earned it.
But here you are praising Maslin. It's
I'm just calling it down the middle. Headline. I'm just calling it down the middle like it's supposed to be called. It wasn't like they didn't earn it. They held Hoban to 2 points for crying out loud in that championship game. You win that game 7-2. What the hell am I supposed to say?
I'm sending it to my Maslin friends that know how much you hate them.
Go right on it. I do not hate Maslin.
Overall, how do you
hate Maslin?
Ohio State.
How do we feel about this continued expansion, the amount of playoff teams, the amount of divisions? Have we watered down all of it?
Oh, I think so. I agree with Matt Adorney at Mogador. I think that we need to start adopting eight-man football. I think that there are programs out there that are on the cusp of cutting football. Like in Richmond Heights situation where they had the pandemic happen, then they just didn't have enough kids excited to play football. So they cut out a couple years of football, then they brought it back, then last year it got very weird. There was some, I think there were some eligibilities. Yeah. I don't know if it was academic or whether it was in the school area, the school zone or the school district or something like that. I'm not sure, and it seems that they may not have a season again. And if you're playing eight-man football, I mean, Owen played eight-man football.
Did not.
Well, there. I'm sorry.
You keep saying
you didn't
that.
Play it?
Didn't play
it. Okay.
Football.
There was eight-man football in Oklahoma.
There was.
Okay. Is there any more?
I believe there still is.
Okay. They have eight-man football in Oklahoma.
I lived there in 25 years.
I want to say they have eight-man football in Michigan. Or there's a surrounding state that has eight-man football now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Pennsylvania didn't have eight-man.
Well, that's because you have school districts like Orangeville over there, which is not Orangeville, but they don't have a football team. Lordstown doesn't have a football team. They haven't played football since the 70s. Yeah, Lordstown don't have a football team. They don't offer football. There's another school that's in this area that doesn't offer football. I forget which one it is. I keep wanting to say Berkshire. It's not Berkshire. It would be in the Chagrin Valley, but it's not.
Not Cardinal.
No, they offer football. Yeah. There's a school over there that does not offer football. And I forget what it is. There are schools out here that there's
Fairport Harbor has it.
Fairport Harbor has it. There's schools out in the Northwest that don't have it. And the thought is that we want kids playing football. If you had eight-man football, like I brought up Springfield before, they have low numbers in football and they still play in our conference. My buddy is dealing with low numbers, trying to take over and trying to turn around a program out in Wayne County. You know, that might be a candidate for eight-man football. And I'm sure there's some downside to that, but at the same time...
Are you thinking of Newbury?
No.
Joined forces with West G?
Yeah, no. Okay. Newbury's not around anymore, but I'm saying that there's another one out there. I know there's another one out there, and I can't... Someone's going to tweet it at us.
I have
a
question about eight-man football.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, you know, the big three...
Yeah.
Is that the basketball three-on-three thing?
Yeah.
And now three-on-three is at the Olympics. I got to admit, I'm a basketball junkie. I'll try to watch anything. I was the three-on-three at the last Summer Olympic Games. I thought it was.
I don't know that it was. I think it was one of, they do like that trial thing where it's not a medaled thing, but they.
It might have been. And I think Jimmer Fredette, I think wanted to be on
that team. Wasn't it the one where you can't run? Isn't there a basketball where you can't run?
What do you mean?
Like you have to move swiftly, but you are not allowed to.
Oh, I don't know anything. I don't know.
I'm almost positive that's what
but
it was.
But I'm interested in different ways that we watch a sport to see it played different ways. But 3-on-3 hasn't really done it for me. Like I've seen it. It can be cool to watch for 5 minutes and I'm over it. Is there a chance that 11 guys on a football team, obviously football is as close to, I won't say perfect, but it seems to be enjoyable for the most amount of people. It's why we love football the way we do in this country. But if you went down to 8, could that be more exciting for a certain contingent of fans at a very high level?
Oh, yeah. And I think especially you look at some
of
these.
At the highest level, meaning you're always going to have 11-man football. There's always going to be college football, 11-man. Is there any way you could get enough of the people excited because it's still football and now you've got bigger plays because there's more space?
You're talking professionally?
On a football field? Yes.
I don't.
Could it grow? Could it find... Why do we like the NFL? Why do we like college football? Why do we like high school football?
The best players playing for name brands.
That's good.
And we like high school football in this state. Mm-hmm. Owen's a football player, and he's adopted to this state because he's been here for 20 years now. Uh-huh. We in Pennsylvania and a couple other states really like high school football. They do not give a bleep in Wisconsin about high school football. Yeah, I know who our friend is. They don't care. They care about hockey season.
Yeah.
Minnesota cares about hockey.
Well,
I don't know what they care about in Fargo, North Dakota. So I have no idea about wrestling.
I have never seen this 8-on-8 football. What does it look like? Is it compelling?
Arena football?
Is it schematically way different?
So the best
I loved
comparison,
arena football, by the way.
Now it's kind of lost its luster because now all high schools throw the ball. But when I was in high school, when you guys were in high school, it was very rare to have a quarterback throw for more than like 12 to 1500 yards on a high school team. Was like, oh, that kid can throw. There was never a 2000 yard thrower, right?
Not when I was young.
In 8-man football, that's what you do because there's certain rules like you can't carry between the tackles and things like that. So you're trying to get out in space and spread things out. James Killian's the guy's name. He played it. He was like the first 8-man guy in Oklahoma to get a D1 scholarship. He went to Tulsa. But there was always one or two kids that played there 8-man football wise when I was a kid that.
Well, so the reason I ask is because
it was fun to watch, though.
Well, that's what I want to know. The speed, like it would really be enforcing or reinforcing the speed element of football. And now, like the NFL has speed. Don't get me wrong. Right. It has a lot of speed. The NFL also has a bunch of 2-yard plays and 3-yard plays, which are not that exciting.
No.
Which are not that entertaining. But obviously in most football games, that is just part of it setting up the bigger plays.
I do think that was the fun of arena football. It's just the problem with, and it's the same problem that I think is here with getting an NHL team or a WNBA team or anything like that. When you have the three major sports, especially in a city of the size of Cleveland, it's hard to find time for a fourth sport to really devote to unless you're just really into the niche of being involved in that sport. I mean, we had an arena football team. It was fun. There were people there. They didn't know who the players were.
No. I knew the kicker was because he played at Ohio State.
Yeah.
And they were good, so it was kind of cool. And we had the games on.
And what's crazy is some of those guys that were like big time on that team, I worked for the team, so I knew the names because I'm there at every game. Some of those guys still live here. They weren't from here. They live here. They work at they're personal trainers now at gyms around Northeast Ohio. I'll teach your son how to be a wide receiver type.
Do you remember Colin Taylor?
He still lives here. Yeah. That's one of the guys that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, we did shows. I remember doing shows with Colin Taylor. He was and he was a wide receiver at Indiana.
He works at T3.
Oh, okay.
I see him all the time still.
So, I don't know. Ken, I'm
looking for the high school. I can't think of it. I cannot think of that damn high school.
I was just looking through things like, so schools like Open Door is in Elyria. It's out in the like South Amherst, Elyria area. I know they have a bunch of sports. They have a pretty decent basketball team. I know they have a bunch of the girls' sports. I know their girls' soccer coach. I don't believe they have football. If you give them an option at 8-on-8, now you don't need to field an 11-on-11 man team that can be competitive at a D6 level, you're going to need at least 40 kids. An 8-on-8 team, if you can get down to 25, 30 kids now on an 8-on-8 team, I think you're okay there. I think you can field that, and that you can probably convince enough kids to come out and play the sport just to be on a team.
So I'm not suggesting that 8-on-8 is ever going to be, you know, getting 10 million viewers a day or anything like that.
Yeah, if we go to a bigger level.
But if you started it, if you started it now in 20 years in the spring as some sort of alternative, some other football.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Maybe.
There'd have to be money behind
it. That's what we're dealing with the WNBA right now.
Got it.
It's been around for 20-something years, almost 30 years.
Bristol High School.
There it is.
Which is right outside of West Farmington, which is in Bristol, Ohio.
Yeah.
There is no football. They are the home of the Panthers. They offer everything else. They offer baseball, basketball, cheerleading, cross country, golf, soccer, softball, track, volleyball. There's no football.
Well, did not know that.
Glad I got that off my chest. It was killing me. It was killing me.
I've been making things up for 10 minutes while you looked.
I'm sorry. You could have said anything. I don't know. I'm sitting there going, what is that high school? Because obviously they're not going to be on Friday Night Touchdown or something like that. So what happens if you're in an area, you just go to a school that offers football?
I think you can, right? I think the state of Ohio.
Well, that's weird to go to one high school and then go to another for football.
I wonder if it is...
like just for practice and stuff.
Sometimes you can be a member of another school's football team.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like if you go to Bristol High School. Yeah, but then you got to drive over to Berkshire or something.
That's how it is for private schools with... We have a girl. Girls wrestling has really caught on. We have a girl that's from Avon Lake that I have coached in softball for years when she was littler. She's my daughter's age. She decided to come out to wrestle. Mags does not have a wrestling team.
Yeah.
She wrestles for Avon Lake.
Okay, that's cool. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll get an answer from the CVC, right?
I demand an answer. I want to know.
Well, hold on. Be nice to the fine folks from the CVC.
We will not end this podcast until the CVC.
Oh, I got an... Kirk Braun has answered.
It is time.
What do we have?
Kirk says, should have switched Fairview and Wycliffe. Okay, I agree. I think so.
Can Kirk make that call?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I don't know if he can. Wish he could. We'll see. Bye-bye.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.